This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. Thanks so much for listening. And this much we know, Donald Trump is not going to be taken to prison for being a paid Russian spy. This week, anyway. It's already Friday. I'm safe with this prediction. We also know that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is not going to be named President of the United States suddenly because of a bad call by an FBI director named James Comey a week before the election.
The ruling on the field is confirmed.
Hey, it's an NFL football weekend. You're going to be hearing a lot of that, right? But back to the political footballs. A new investigation into improper manipulation or handling of information in advance of the election, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz, announced yesterday that his office will open an investigation into how the FBI handled their probe into Secretary Hillary Clinton's personal email server. Yes, we're back to that. The review will specifically look at FBI Director James Comey's controversial letters to Congress about the Clinton investigation in the weeks before the election. The investigation will also consider whether a senior DOJ official might have been a mole for the Clinton campaign. Remember, it's the economy, stupid. Remember that? Don't we have to deal with climate change? I mean, isn't there a global refugee crisis right now? A war in Syria, Yemen, and Ukraine? Hold your horses for a while, humanity. The United States has to look at some more Russian hacks and emails. Joining me now is Michael Bromwich, who served as Inspector General of the Justice Department from 1994 to 1999. He's the founder of the Bromwich Group and says it actually looks pretty bad for FBI Director Comey.
Well, the record is clear that this hasn't happened in the past. There are fairly clear requirements that the Justice Department and its personnel have observed for a very long time, that you don't do things, say things, or take actions that are close in time to an election that may have the effect of influencing that election. Here you had a very odd set of circumstances where you had the Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch, meet with Bill Clinton in a way that caused a firestorm of adverse publicity, suggesting that the Attorney General should not be involved in the Hillary Clinton email investigation. She chose not to recuse herself, but instead to say that she would accept the recommendation of the FBI, and therefore really saying, I'm not going to play the normal prosecutorial role. I'm simply going to accept the recommendations of the investigative agency. That put Comey in an odd position because he had to explain his rationale for doing things because the prosecutor was not playing his or her normal role. So that's what set the table for the very unusual events that happened starting in July.
What's the exposure for Comey here, do you think? You said that this is a fairly unusual set of decisions on his part.
Well, the exposure is, a detailed accounting, which is what the IG's office is going to do, of exactly what he did, why he did it, and what the rules are that govern making statements of the sort that he made. So it's very unlikely that he'll be disciplined. It's extremely unlikely that he'll be forced to resign. But it will be a very public and detailed airing of exactly what went into his making the decisions that he made, both in July and then again in October and November.
Do you agree with Hillary Clinton that it cost her the election?
I don't have any way of knowing that. Certainly polls suggest that it had an impact on a lot of people.
You're a careful guy, Michael Bromwich, but we have to conclude from this whole affair that the words, I may have something else pending, is a pretty powerful weapon in the political sphere.
Oh, I think looking back at it with the wisdom of hindsight, these were ill-advised things for him to do, both in July and in October and in November. That's certainly my view. I think that's view shared by a lot of people, whether it swung the election or not, I can't say.
Stepping back, and, I don't pay too much attention to the media, even though it's my job. I would think from the standpoint of the American people listening to this day after day about the intelligence agencies and now the FBI and James Comey, how much of a hit, credibility hit, has all of these agencies taken here in light of all this?
I think they've taken a significant hit. These agents function and earn and keep the public trust because of their reputation for honesty and fairness and balance and doing their jobs based on the facts. And both what we were talking about in terms of Comey and the FBI's intervention in the election campaign and the recent disclosures from the intelligence agencies puts a hit on that confidence and impairs it in a way that's not good for any of us.
Any advice for the president-elect how he should deal with this as he begins his administration?
Well, if you're talking about the IG investigation, he should let it go. There is really almost no precedent for any president interfering in any way with an IG investigation. Mr. Trump has said that one of his goals is to drain the swamp. Well, IGs are the personnel in government whose job it is to drain the swamp.
The swamp drainers.
Right, exactly.
I love that. I love that. That's great.
To identify waste, fraud, and abuse. IGs are independent. There is a legal requirement that they be nonpartisan. They're the only political appointees who survive from administration to administration. And so he's best off leaving well enough alone.
So if it's absolutely unprecedented for an incoming president to mess with this, we could probably expect Donald Trump to mess with it.
Well, Ronald Reagan in 1981 fired all the IGs, and there was an absolute firestorm in response to that. He ended up rehiring most of them. So if there's anybody around Mr. Trump who lived that history or knows that history, they would advise him it's a really bad idea.
Michael Bromwich, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
Michael Bromwich is founder of the Bromwich Group. He's a former Inspector General of the Justice Department from 1994 to 1999.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.